USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Very important for me to be here. The storm looks like it could be a very, very big one indeed.
President Trump cancels his trip to Poland and opts to stay in Washington, D.C. as Hurricane Dorian heads straight for the U.S. It appears Florida will take a direct hit. The president speaking at a space ceremony in the Rose Garden, he says Vice President Mike Pence will go to Poland in his place over the upcoming Labor Day holiday weekend. Here's the president.
To ensure that all resources of the federal government are focused on the arriving storm, I have decided to send our Vice President Mike Pence to Poland this weekend.
In other news, the Inspector General out with his report about former FBI Director James Comey. It finds he set a dangerous precedent at the FBI and broke rules, but he will not be prosecuted. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34- Bible. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, investors seeing green ahead of the Labor Day holiday weekend. The Dow gaining 326 points, the Nasdaq up 116, the S&P 500 up 36 points. More now on one of our top stories here on USA Radio News, a scathing report on James Comey, the former FBI director, and how he handled information about President Trump in leaking the information to a friend.
Inspector General Michael Horowitz declined to make a recommendation to charge James Comey with the crime, but the report was critical of the former FBI director violating policies regarding his handling of memos that contain classified information. In a statement from Mr. Horowitz, the Inspector General declared Comey's retention, handling, and dissemination of the memos violated department and FBI policies as well as his own employment agreement with the Bureau. Comey gave the material to a friend who was an attorney who then gave it to the New York Times. I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A Republican lawmaker agrees with a decision made by the Department of Homeland Security regarding the border. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia defended the Department of Homeland Security's decision to bar Democratic House staffers from visiting Customs and Border Protection facilities at the U.S.-Mexico border. Collins tells Fox News,
I think it sends a message to say, look, if you want to come down here and do the role that you're supposed to be, and that is to learn, that is to find out how we fix this problem, not simply demagogue this problem, then I think there's a way that we can make sure that it is open, and we need to have oversight down there. But if you go down there to interrupt what is actually happening, when you become the distraction, when you become the problem, then that's over the line, and I think they took the steps at this point to say, we're not going to have this, we have a job to do, you're here to observe the job, ask proper questions, do what you need to do, but also don't try to interfere with what's going on here either.
The Commerce and Labor Department's release new reports on the state of the U.S. economy. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
The Commerce Department report on the GDP is another sign the economy may be slowing. The department's second reading of economic growth in the second quarter showing it grew at a rate of 2%. It was in line with what estimates had been before the numbers were out. It's down slightly from the first reading of 2.1%, and it's below the 3.1% that the economy grew during the first 3 months of the year. First-time unemployment claims were up by 4,000 last week.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.